Honey, I'm home. That was a long day at work. I may have gotten a bit carried away. More overtime. I hated it. I wouldn't say I'm exhausted, but it took way too long to get out. Off the streets and into your loving arms, as it would be. No, it's not that simple, is it? You waited all day for this, as did I. Home to my handsome husband. I had an opportunity for a promotion today. I know. I declined it. Not because we don't need the money, but because it wasn't one good for me. More hours away from you. I think I'd rather earn my pay and have a little bit of time with you at the end of the day. Plus, it's difficult, but maybe another time. I understand. I'm just glad you understand me. If nothing else, I always feel more confident in my decisions after I'm able to see you. At the end of the day, I know it was the right choice. Money may make the world go round, but it's not everything. And I missed you. I missed you too much to ever decide to take one with 12-hour shifts, 6 days a week, only one day for us. I think not. I've said it, and I'll say it again. That life of overtime and all that, it would burn us out. It would make us hate our lives. I've been there when I was working the office job. I had an opportunity to be something more, but it would take away much more than it would give. If you're not enjoying your job, even a little bit, which I thankfully can tolerate it, even if it's not perfect, I understand it's bittersweet. Promotions always are. Promising more benefits, yet taking and taking. I guess I'm a little burnt out, if I'm honest. There's so many more things that I want. And I've been thinking my side hustle, as it would be. I've been working on it, writing my book. It's not poetry, and it's not what people would expect Nanami Kento to have written. But I think once I write the children's books, I'll be able to at least get us more income, provided they're at least a little bit happy. And if we ever decide to conceive, we can give those books to our children. I thought it was a logical next step, but something that I find a little bit of solace in, that in the deep past of my history, as it would be, that I would have liked to have had these growing up. That I would have enjoyed to have something supportive, as much as it is magnanimous, I guess you could say. I hesitate to use that word for my own works, as they're very much in progress, but between that and the 3D printing that I've been doing, I think I might have something to present to the company, as it were. No longer just taking care of work as a sorcerer, because as much as I like it, the danger it provides is too much. I don't want to work as a sorcerer for the many years that I no doubt will at this rate. Promotions just mean more danger. More danger means more chance one day. No. I refuse to even entertain the idea of it. Working overtime that never comes home. I would sooner face the worst promotion in the world than leave you to wait for me forever. That's never easy, is it? None of this is. The whole concept of easy is all twisted, and the work, the world, that's a bit of a mess all around. Just working isn't enough. Thriving is what I want. Does that make me greedy? Probably. I have to think that I have put us in this situation to a certain extent. But it's because I was helping an old friend. I decided my talents fit like a puzzle piece into things, but that was before I met you. I know things change when you find love. I'm much more of a family man than I used to be. Much more in tune with my time off, wanting to have it not just for myself and my addiction to reading, not just my writing and hobbies, not just relaxation, but everything. I think it's far more suited this way. That when the tie comes off, I have you at the end of the day instead of nothing. Because before I had so much more money and so much more problems, and that combination doesn't suit me in the slightest. I don't feel the same way. I've grown as a man. And I think, honey, coming home to you has become such a light in my life that saying goodbye to that is just not in the cards for me. I know you work very hard from home. You always cook me things that are wonderful, and my love for you grows every time I see that smile. I get to understand new things about you with the time that we do have. And it's something that means the world to me. And just a touch, just a kiss, and I'm already healed from whatever nasty day I've had. No matter how much overtime they give me, no matter how many injuries I come home with, new scars, new problems, I've never come home and regretted it. And that's more to say than my life before we met. If I'm going to be completely and utterly truthful, I didn't have the best life growing up. That's why I worked so hard. But in working so hard, I figured out that I didn't want to always be in that lifestyle. Chasing after money is something, but chasing after true love is entirely different. It changes a man, as it's changed me. Perhaps I'm talking in circles, but I want to give you a good life. And I don't believe I can do that, staying in the sorcerer business. I know protecting people is important, and I pride myself in that to a certain extent. But I pride myself so much more that I'm a part of your life. That's why, honey, darling, you are my other half. I want to hear how you feel. I know the sorcerer work. It's nerve-wracking at best and terrifying at worst. We both know that. That's how we met, after all. You, too. I would hope that you don't stay in it, though I respect your decision, regardless of how you feel. I will never stand in the way of where your true passions lie. But I also never want to see the day that my beautiful husband isn't home. It's a miracle to me that you have time to cook and work from home too. It's inspirational, but also a cautionary tale to not burn yourself up, darling. I mean that. It would break my heart if you were as burnt out as me. I never want you to end up hating your work as I do. I know that it's a bit of an oxymoron in that way. That you love it so much, and that I just don't. I understand that everyone has their own opinion of it. And I understand that there's more to it, that you have other things you wish to do. The talk of starting a family. It makes me smile a little bit. If only because the thought of you no longer being in the line of duty. It's a similar relief, I think, to working less time and enjoying more life. To travel, to have someone to share it with, instead of constantly having to say goodbye in the morning and then come home at night. I realize that while you may work slightly different hours than me, it's a miracle that we have the time we do, and I'm thankful for it endlessly. But that doesn't stop me. My greed is insatiable, I dare say. You've married a very greedy man, and that if I could have my way, I'd rather us both stay at home endlessly. Travel the world, maybe. I don't know. I go back and forth between hating the outside and wanting to explore it, fearing it as much as I respect my time within these four walls. I can't really decide. Do I want to travel lengthy plane rides and perhaps even more troubles along the horizon? Do I want to risk it, to see beautiful things with you, to make memories in places far away? Do I need that? Truth be told, the muse in my heart is very confused when it comes to that. Because part of me doesn't need that. Part of me doesn't even... I never want to leave here, in a certain sense. Perhaps I'm more of a hermit than I thought I was. But when the tie comes off and the suit is no longer my favorite thing to wear, where do we want to be, darling? How do we want to be? I get lost in that thought, daydreaming about it, probably more than I should. Admittedly, I think it's something I want to hear out of your mouth. It sounds stupid, doesn't it? But to hear you say what you want, clearly, without strings attached, or without anything worrying about money or otherwise. What is it that you want out of this life? It's so faint and so short. But I want it to burn brighter. I want it to be something that never, ever burns out like a fizzle. I want to live like fireworks, and I realize it's a contradiction. My hermetic ways conflict with my natural-born adventure. It's just, I want to hear from you, honey. I want to hear how you feel about how life is for us. I want to know more about how this life of ours could be. What do you want? I could tell you how I feel. I've already explained most of it, but how do you feel? I knew you would say something like that. It doesn't surprise me anymore when you answer bluntly. I think that is originally what attracted me to you. You don't hide how you feel, or your emotions don't feel shallow, half-baked. It's something that made me feel bad at first. I thought to myself that I had to be polite rather than honest. But you helped me understand that. Honesty, while not always the choice, is something to be respected, something to be appreciated. That you can trust a word right from its source with no strings attached. As you know, my parents always enjoyed their strings attached to everything. It was complicated, but I have learned a lot in this past, what is it, 2 years now. I hardly can believe it. It feels like 2 days more than 2 years, but I suppose that's what the routine of our working lives have been. Busy that sometimes days feel like glimpses, but that in of itself is what I want to change, and why I work so hard. That's why I hate overtime, because it cuts into the time we have, you and I. The brief glimpse of happiness that I cherish more than silver or gold, more than all of the money in the world. It's also why I hate money. I wish it was not necessary. I'm not saying that I wouldn't work, but that I wish it could be together. I wish it wasn't so sequential and distributed at some other person's beck and call. I hate that. I've always hated that. You are special to me beyond any metric or way of measuring something. And I can never get enough of that special. It's why when I kiss you, I've learned feeling your soft lips against me to be one of life's greatest pleasures. Your touch, to feel your weight on me after a long day, to feel your hands wrap around me, to hear your voice like a songbird, to see your eyes looking at me with pure love. It melts me in a way I can't say anything else ever has. It gives me a softness to what is usually the shrewd and professional self. It allows me to be just as I was before everything seemed to fall apart, before life just turned into endless hours and hours I felt I could never get back. You keep me sane. And that's why I don't want to lose these hours, no matter what it cost. No cost is too great. No promotion is worth losing time to kiss you for even a moment more. And that doesn't mean kisses are all I want. You didn't say the moniker this time. Your playfulness is oozing from your words like sweet honey. If you're not careful, I'll forget all about the meal and have you instead. Would that ruin your plans? Or was that the plan all along? I can never get a read on what your intentions were at the start, no matter what they become. It just reminds me of how much I feel, how much my mind and the stress of the day melts like snow on the first day of spring. I don't feel cold anymore. I feel warm. I feel loved. I feel special because you, only because of you, you truly are the light of my life, in such a way nothing could ever encroach upon, and that's why I could just stare into your eyes for hours, just hold you in my arms and never get tired of it, and that's also why and I take my time off very, very seriously. Because not a single moment should be dedicated more than what is necessary. I know it makes me sound like a terrible worker, and maybe I am. I just don't care about that. I care about you. I want to feel you in every way imaginable. I want to make every mistake in the book with you. I want to bend and break the rules like they never existed. To kiss that job goodbye and steal you away someplace a million miles away. And even then, I could never get bored of this. I know every day is a blessing all its own, but you make those days feel worth it in a life that otherwise felt rather drab and dull. I don't exaggerate, darling, when I say you changed me for the better. When I say the warmth of your body makes my heart race, the sound of your voice melts me like butter, and every little thing you do, not a single thing goes overlooked. You are truly spectacular, but that word doesn't do you justice. No, it does. Because it's you. Because I want you more than I've ever wanted anyone or anything in my entire life. And I love you, plain and simple. And while it's not much, I always cherish the time when we can get closer than even this, where clothes fall to the wayside and we touch like this, where everything melts away and we don't have to think, we don't have to stress, we don't have to do anything but fix it. Melt and fall into each other in a soulless dance of passion. Darling, all I want right now is the same thing I want every moment I'm with you. And that is everything. I want every bit of your focus, every tiny detail of what you feel. I want to dictate it. I want to make poetry out of touching your hips. I want to write every report on the sensitivity of your neck to my teeth. I wish to feel your heart, know exactly how fast it beats when my hands slip under your shirt. And of course, I want you to be intimately aware of how meticulous your efforts have paid off. Of course, you affect me like this. I get so turned on by the slightest thing you do that I almost feel ashamed at how much you affect me. I feel you. I want you. My perfect husband. effortlessly into my trousers. It's like silk. Silken. Feels somewhat forbidden, yet so enamoring, so. So good. Don't stop. But don't think your husband is any slouch either. To think you are this wide already. Naughty, naughty, my wife. To think you are this hard already. To think you are this turned on already. Feeling the slight sticky sensation of you between these sensual thighs makes my heart race even more as you touch me like that. Your hands feeling so good, yet my greed gets the best of me, wanting more and more and more. Those hitched breaths, a song, and only further makes my mind wash into a sea of white and empty as can be. Don't stop. And of course I won't either. I know, baby. And then a finger slips inside you, and I feel you twitch like that. When I did that, your hand froze. For a moment, did I shock you? My darling, was it too much? Or was it that the pleasure, the shocking, the slight tingle made your head go blank the way your hand couldn't keep up? And then you got more vigorous. The details. More maddening as my finger curled up, devilishly feeling you there. Finger slips inside, curling devilishly upward. Oh yes, your legs, they seem a little more wobbly than before. I can't help it when you're so enticing, so tempting. Yes. With wobbling legs and wobbling breaths, I can can see you in a new light. Half-shaken to your core. Half-rose before feeling almost too much that it hurts. But I want the pleasure to overwhelm your senses. Even more like you make me feel. God. God. I want you. I want you so bad. So you'll pardon me for claiming what's mine, regardless of the stipulations. The hesitation burns out like a flame, like a firework. But the passion burns on like the sun, because I can't get my hands off of you, darling. I need to feel more. I need to feel you wrapped around me. Oh, sliding my cock up and down the small of your back, all the way down to where that perfectly purred ass caresses me this way. Your body is though made to please me in all of its perfect little details, only making me want you that much more. I couldn't want you more than now, darling. I couldn't. I couldn't. I know. When you tense up like that, you thought about it, didn't you? The feeling when I do more than just rub against you, more than just grind between those thighs. When it's more personal, when we... Hey, come on. Just rubbing against you. Can you feel my sticky pre-cum mixing and drenching you even more than you already are? You're leaking from that cute cock, and I love it. I fucking love it. I love watching how much I affect you, but you do just the same to me, so don't feel jealous. Look at what you've done to me, darling. That was unexpected. To think you would pull one on me, drop to your knees, and take me into your mouth so abruptly. I never had any time at all to prepare. I fear now it may be me whose legs make it weak, because looking down at you, bobbing up and down like that, is more than enough to make me... You'll forgive me for resting my hand on the back of your head, for not being able to think of words, only feelings. I'm gonna come in your mouth, baby. Take it all. Take it all, baby. Take it all in your mouth. And don't swallow. Don't swallow for daddy. So much coming out. Oh, you're sucking it all out. With a mouthful of my cum. Oh God. You're making me hard right away. Back again. How could I not, when my gorgeous husband is holding my cum so fervently? I don't know if I can wait. After you teasing me like that, I think I need to punish that. I can't tell if it's a punishment or a reward at this point, but I know I need to be inside you. I need more than just to feel my cock dripping prey on this ass that belongs to me. I need to feel more, baby. I slipped in all at once, wrapping my arms around you. I couldn't help but shove you down. Are you okay? Good then. I'm sorry, honey, but I might be a little rough with you tonight. Nice and deep. I want to watch it disappear inside you. I want to watch you swallow me up. I want to feel every inch of your inside. I couldn't help it. Take my cock. Will you take it somewhere? Oh, that's not enough. That's not enough. That, I'm sorry, honey. But I couldn't help lifting you up against the wall. I want to peer into your eyes as you lose sense of time and place. All to my fucking you. My making love to you. I want to be all you can see, all you can feel. That's why every thrust is deliberate. Every tantalizing moment. I want you to moan my name. I want you to scream it. I want you to only think and feel of me. I don't care about anything else right now. Only the pounding of that deserving ass. Only the... No, that angle won't do. I can't get all the way as deep as possible, and I won't be satisfied unless I feel you in the deepest, most intimate way, because that's what kind of husband I am. Ah. Mine. Now until forever. And I won't share. Not even a moment. Not even a second. Because I'm just the type of man that could only ever make you mine. And again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Oh, yes. Oh, just holding it inside you. Nice and slow out. And plunging it back in. I know you feel every inch of me. Nice and slow. Nice and slow, baby.
Ah.
still inside you. It's one of the most naughty feelings I've ever felt. One of the most forbidden, fucked up, and most romantic things we've ever done. I love you. And that's why you're the only husband for me. I need you like this. I need you like this. Oh, I needed this so bad. After a long day at work, I can't get enough. I can't get enough. I can't fucking get enough of you. I'll never grow tired of this time. And the afterglow of what we've done that can't be taken back. My pouring everything I have into your insides. And your insides taking me so happily. As if we were made, born for each other. I don't care about the details. I care if you enjoyed making love with your men. Because I absolutely enjoyed making love to my man. I needed this. I need you. I always do. I always will. I need you in every way. Dirty or wholesome. I need everything. Because you're everything to me. That's all I need. All I've ever wanted was to feel you like this, to hold you like this, to know that I get to be with you. That's all I ever truly could ask for. You are the love that's worth breaking all the rules and taking off the tie, even if sometimes I may leave it on. I cherish you more than all of the time off in the world. And I realized through all this that we need more time like this. I'll work extra hard. Well, extra smart as it would be. That's the only way we can have more time, right? Darling, I love you. And I would not change a single thing about you, no matter how many times you ask. You are the only love for me. The only one that could ever make me understand love the way you have. Feel love the way you have. I need you. I need you more than anything else. Darling, I'll give my life, my love, and my time to make sure that I'm a husband worth loving as much as you do. I promise. I'll never take it for granted, not even once. Because you're truly what keeps me going in this world. In ways I can't explain. Other than to say I've fallen even more in love with you. For every single day. For every single moment that's irreplaceable.